in the studio today. Big B, Queenie, 15WA,
and Mark the Dot Wally.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, everybody. Drew Baby. And hanging out with us is the awesome Black AIDS crew.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on, y'all?
Great. Now this is for the best shows.
I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Since y'all in D.C., what do y'all think of this, you know, President Obama's stature as a celebrity figure? Because, you know, he had the video with, what is that, Funny or Die.
Did you guys see that?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Zach Galifianakis?
Oh, that was
funny. Yeah.
I mean, that was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
But you want to know what? Like, I don't have a problem. I like to see our president actually look human. Touchable versus untouchable.
Yeah.
You know, like you so busy seeing all these other presidents that have sticks up their backsides and, you know, just real. Stiffies.
Yeah. I just took that he was reaching out to another audience.
Yeah, he's the first one I can remember, at least in my lifetime, that has had this much public exposure and actually interacts with the people, which is likable. I think it's marketable because he's black. So that does not hurt at all. Some of these other stiff, old ass white men, we weren't interested in seeing if they was coming across the TV, quite frankly. But he's interesting to look at. I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me.
Right. And I think he still keeps it, you know, together. It's not like, oh, gosh, Barack going, you know, he's off the hook or he's, you know, he's saying and doing shit that he shouldn't be doing as a sitting president. I think it's cool. I like to see it. Right. I mean, I don't think I'm the only person, but during the whole, like, the first election, I felt like he's the only president that drew my attention, not only because he was black and running, but that it felt like he was talking to me.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't like he was talking at the people, to the people. He was talking to me. Everybody that I was around always said, I felt like we were having a conversation. Like, I can trust this man. That's the reason why, you know, they stepped out and voted for the first time. Cause that was my first, I'm not going to lie. That was my first time vote.
Mm-hmm. No, that was
mine. Yeah. I didn't care. Cause I didn't feel like my vote mattered.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Before.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
no, a lot of folk did. I mean, I think he set a bar real high for presidents on that down to earth feel, because you know, now of course he gets to have his own TV time to show off his bracket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I already know it's March Madness. At some point, I'm going to get to see president's bracket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't remember no president we giving a fuck about that. Like.
Uh-uh.
You know, you need to be involved in the politics. I don't care what you think about a basketball game, but now, I mean, he doing that. He on late night television.
Binds us together.
I think he likes it.
Yeah.
He likes it. He likes to get out there and be able to be approachable and connect with the people.
It'll be interesting to see his impact on that role from this point on. Like, will presidencies forever be changed? Well, from this point on, the next presidents, we start seeing them more exposed in the public.
Well, with him, it's a little bit more, he's genuine.
Yeah.
When he does it, he's a little bit more, like, people can relate to him.
Right.
But somebody else coming is going to be like, oh, they just doing it for the sake of trying to get my vote for real.
Exactly. They'll use it like a machine. Like, this worked. to make him popular with the people. So let's just keep trying that and see if we can't make this next one popular with the people, knowing that that the exposure in and of itself is not enough. If we didn't buy what he was selling, then it wouldn't matter.
And that's the same thing with the Pope, though. I kind of like appreciate this dude.
Yeah,
like older, yeah. But he's like he's down. He's not untouchable. He's, you know, approachable. He does the selfie thing with the people, and not only does he kiss the babies, but he takes pictures with teens, and you yeah. know what I'm saying. He admits to things that he's done that, you know, I mean, reflects that everybody's human before they become any, you know,
public
high
figure.
Public figure. Right, right.
Yeah,
I like him.
Yeah,
I like him.
I like him too. Well, let's move into a less serious topic. What was the hot topic at the last round table, baby? The relationship one. I want to see what
putting your hands on women. Was that the putting your hands on women episode?
No, but it took place at that same.
Oh, we hadn't put that one out yet.
Yeah, it took place during that same round table. But what was you all's opinion on that one? On putting your hands on someone?
I don't think you should do it.
Yeah. I don't think a woman should put their hands on a man, and right. a man should put his hands on a
agree.
Woman.
Agree.
At all.
I believe that. I feel you and Shawnee. But if a female jumps out there with all of the balls that she gathered from niggas past, mm-hmm. and she wants to come at you as such, I think you should handle her as such. Now, I'm not thinking that you need to go in there and just beat the shit out of her. That's you know what I'm saying? But I think you need to put some fear in her. Reach out and touch her ass and have remind her that you are a woman. You bear kids. That's where you need to be.
Touch her like how? What do you mean?
No, she's
if you need to shake her,
okay.
If you need to
do something before actually giving her a closed fist punch to the face.
So yeah, not that. You know, I mean, because you know your strength. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if this broad is 6'5 and 375 pounds and you're 5'8 and 180. I just feel like you need to address the situation as such.
Do that go for women who think they're men too? Because, I mean, you got women
mm-hmm.
that act like men.
Yeah.
And then when they get out there, they, oh, nigga this, nigga that. Then as soon as a man jump in their face.
I'm a woman.
I'm a woman. You going to hit a woman?
I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. You know, that happened. I wish Lee was here because he had a situation.
Yeah, I've seen that happen.
About a year or so ago, a situation like that. Woman's acting like, oh, I'm a woman, so... Why should you pretty much like? Yeah. Why did you hit me? Type thing. No. If you act like one, then you got some. It's actually a video out there. It's this little girl and this dude. They in class. I don't know if y'all seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. Be posted it. And the dude. Oh my gosh. I don't know where he got. He's young, and to have that much restraint to not knock that little bitch out. Like the first thing that I saw was like. Smack her where her face hit the floor, smack her, because she was in his face like, what you gonna do, hit me, what you gonna do, and he's like, yeah, she was taunting him real bad, mm-hmm. y'all gotta see it, somebody's gonna have to send it to you, but taunting real, real bad, and it got to the point where she ran off. And I guess the teacher,
and her girlfriend came.
No, somebody. I think she ran back to him and tried to hit him. I think he picked her up and swung her or something like that. But whatever he did, he still did not beat the shit out of her like she should have gotten. Yeah, I think she should have got her ass. Well, I mean, like she was in his face. She was spitting when she was talking. Like it was like he's like, why are you spitting on me? Why are you spitting on me? Like get the fuck out of my face! Like get out of my face! And she was just in his face. Hit me, I'm gonna get some people to fuck you up, blah, 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 blah. See, in that instance, I'm glad that he didn't do it, because he could have got expelled and locked right. up and all that other stuff, but she deserved to get told down.
And see, I don't agree that a man, I don't think people should be hitting each other, period. But true. One thing that I do agree with what you said is that there are a lot of girls right now that are overly aggressive, mm-hmm. way more aggressive than when I was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you always have one fast ass little heifer, but everybody wasn't just aggressive like they are now. These little girls start young. Our little boy is 5 and be having elementary school tales, and I'm like, I don't want to hear nothing about little girls or any kind of situation like that at the age of 5. But they move quicker.
Right.
I work at a middle school, and we had a situation. I actually mentioned this on our last episode, and I'll just say it briefly because that's the one we put out. But little girl like a little boy, don't know how to express herself, and her way to do it is to be aggressive, to hit him, to sock mm-hmm. him and run away. And then one day she just hauled off and slapped the hell out of him. And, you know, adults had to pull him off of her. And he wasn't beating her, but he just wasn't having it. He like had her pinned down to the ground. And I was like, you know, you have to be careful when you dealing with men, because a man is stronger than you. And you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you will get hurt, mm-hmm. you know.
And that's what happens. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I get concerned about the girls not understanding positioning. You know, we get so worried about social roles, and I don't want to be held down because I'm a woman, and I understand all of that. But it's like, you have to understand positioning in a situation. It doesn't mean that you lack power. You play this role in this realm, and it's okay. You know, I don't know.
It starts from the home, though. Like, it depends on who's teaching them at home. A lot of these kids these days, parents are like 3 years older than them. So how do you expect yeah, about 3-4 years older.
How do you expect, right?
And then especially if you have a parent that doesn't, or who was raised by someone who didn't, you know, instill values and things, or even if they were in a broken household, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Raised by the mama and then the grandmama in the house, and all of y'all are like 5 years apart, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, right. And everybody wants this whole independent woman thing. Don't get me wrong, I understand that. You're supposed to teach your young women and your young men. I'm going to say women because my daughter is nine. You're supposed to teach them how to be independent, mm-hmm. and to be self-sufficient and same thing. But, you know, to not have to rely on and lean on. But in the same instance, like, you have to show them how to be passive at some point and submissive, you know, when dealing with a man and be their mate versus it be a
barbarian.
Like, nigga, you ain't gonna tell me what to do, this and that, and the third, I'm gonna do blah 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 blah, you know. It's
that all goes from home too. If you see mom disrespecting dad, dad disrespecting mom, it's kind of like, well, damn, maybe I should be fighting with my man as well when I get older.
Let
me ask you, ladies, something regarding that topic that I brought up to the table. Have either one of you been taught, or with Drew teaching your daughter, at some word in between, they were just letting you know, like, hey, if you approach a man as a man, every man is not going to do the right thing and just back off. Like, just warning them, like, you know, be careful how you approach a man, because if you approach him in the wrong way, he might come back at you physically.
Haven't gotten to that point yet with her. Okay.
Were you taught that, either one of you, like, either your mama or your daddy, just kind of like, be wary of, you know, men and
approach.
You're right. Like, if you get mad at a guy for doing some foul shit,
watch how you come at him.
Do you come back at him with like, oh, he hurt me, so I'm going to hurt him back times 10. And the guy just kind of like, you know, responds in a fucked up manner, a la Ray Rice or some shit like that.
Ooh.
I mean,
yoinks. I know for me, coming up, my mom didn't teach me, or she didn't say, hey, look, if a guy hits you, if you get an argument with a guy, he might hit you. Mm-hmm. You know, be ready for it. You know, it wasn't like that. It was more of, you know, you don't hit other people.
Right.
You know, if you hit somebody, you know, they may hit you back. It was more of that. And that was, you know, went for little girls, for little boys, for men. But she did tell me, now, if a man hits you once, there is a really large possibility that he's going to hit you again.
Okay. Right.
Right.
You know, now I did get that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was taught.
See, for me, I have never been in that type of relationship, you know, where I felt threatened, or I've been hit, or, you know, physically abused. I would even say verbally abused. I've been blessed with that, because most of the time, if anything got really heated, we were grown enough to walk away or to take some minutes and, you know, and calm down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm really, really lucky in my relationships.
Hmm.
Hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
I've never been in an abusive relationship. You look at it like, yeah, damn, you?
No, that wasn't the look I gave you. It was more, you were like,
Yeah.
Just turn my head to look at you, boo, because I like looking at you.
That you did.
Okay.
So, all right. I'm going to throw something else out there on the table, if y'all don't mind.
Uh-huh.
This is one of the conversations we had. How responsible, and this is completely shifting gears, how responsible is your mate for your sexual satisfaction? Or does your mate have any responsibility for your sexual satisfaction?
This to the ladies?
This is to everybody.
Okay.
That sounds like an everybody question.
No, I thought she was.
How responsible is your mate for your sexual satisfaction?
He will go. Come on, B. I know you've been sitting over there quiet. I understand, man.
No, I mean.
I understand.
I'm gonna be honest with you. It's just like this. If you don't give good instructions, you can't expect good results.
Okay.
You know, not that you, and for me, I'm someone that I despise sort of scripted sex in a sense. So I don't feel like you should have to tell or teach everything, because I'll instantly become bored, because I'll feel that sort of you're not doing things necessarily because you want to do them. You're doing them because
I told you that's what I like. You, right. And you're gonna try and to do that.
It takes it away from, right. from me. But I don't know. That's something that you kind of have to develop over time, and practice.
Yes, I love practice. That's fun.
Being spontaneous.
What about you?
I mean, I agree with B. I mean, I don't like scripted sex. I like to be spontaneous with it. Like, I don't want to wait till I get in the bed just to be having sex. Like, let's have it whatever time. When we get out the shower, when I get out the shower, halftime doing the game, whatever, it don't matter.
What if she pull a spontaneous move that you just not with? Like, oh shit, what? Hello?
What type of spontaneous move?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we need to talk about that one right there.
I don't know, as far as me, I don't want to say it's equal. I kind of want to say it's equal, but then again, I don't. I think that you need to learn your partner, and it doesn't always have to come with instruction. I feel like, you know, you can try something and stumble across things that be like, oh, that does get a rise out of them. Ooh, I'm going to do that again, you know, versus like, what you like? You like your ear to be something.
People do that, you know.
Yeah, right. You making that thing for your neck. You know, so I just feel like it's equal somewhat. I think for real, for me as a woman, I think the male is a teeny bit more responsible.
I would agree.
To keep.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one.
Okay. Keep my attention.
I felt like it was without question. Especially if you're in a monogamous relationship. Actually, only if you're in a monogamous relationship. Both of you guys are equally responsible for the other person's sexual satisfaction. Otherwise, why are we being monogamous?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
I agree with that.
If you're dealing with an alpha male.
I don't care about KGB, that shit. It's like, oh, oopsie. Okay.
Hey, KGB. Shout out to you.
I agree, Casey, because it's like, now, granted, sometimes it is going to be, you know, you're going to get yours and I might be, you know, may not always get mine and
right.
vice versa.
Right.
So it's like, I think people should be, you know, they should just pay attention. You know, like what Drew was saying, it's like not to ask somebody, hey, do you like this? But to maybe try something or do something. And then it's like, you know, if you get that extra moan or you get that extra groan or whatever, or that, you know, back arches, then you know, like, okay, well, yes, mm-hmm, check, mental note. She's
paying
like,
attention to mm-hmm,
right. Right. So, you know, it is paying attention, mm-hmm. You know, and it's, you know, and it is being spontaneous. But sometimes for me, I'm like, hey, we in the bed. Let's do it.
That was a rock star move right there. Let's do it.
Let's do it. It's the morning. I got to get up and go to work soon. Let's do it.
If all else fails, sometimes you just have to. Well, hey, that might have answered our previous questions. That might be the one time you can put your hands on a woman. You said you was gonna do it. You said you gonna go down there.
Go down, go back.
You don't care.
Getting emotional with
strong. You have to be able to.
Oh my goodness. Some of them are okay if you choke them. So he's like, hey, that work out. Some of them like to be choked.
They had a whole conversation on Twitter about, you know, somebody was telling people, now look, if you're gonna choke somebody during sex, this is what you need to do. I'm like, God damn, Twitter.
Right.
Y'all talk about everything. Like, really? This is the top of the
day. You're lying.
This morning.
You're lying, B. Yeah, you had to unfollow some people, right?
I mean, I was following some people, and they were, oh my God. It's just like people always beating up people on Twitter or saying stuff, but then, like I said, this morning was talking about choking people out during sex. I was like, God damn. It's 10:30. 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? People on the West Coast don't even know about this yet.
Ain't had breakfast yet.
Okay.
Oh, y'all stupid.
But, you know, hey, whatever floats your boat, you know, whatever gets you going. Just as long, you know, as long as you got a safe word. What?
Pay attention to detail. Right. Yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah, that's the fun part,
if
man.
You're into that person, yeah. If you're into that person, you're going to pay attention.
You're going to want to please them.
I think
you'll
like
want
said,
to.
Relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because if it's just somebody you doing it to, you fucking, you don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, you didn't get yours? Oh, all right, then.
See
you. I'm going to see you.
I know a guy that told one. This, we was having a.
You know a guy?
Yeah, we was having a guy conversation, and a homie of mine was like that. He's married, and his wife doesn't even go down. I'm like, that's grounds for termination.
He was okay with that. He signed off on that.
Right.
Yo,
that's what I was gonna say,
and
Chris.
I'm like, you coming to work every night complaining about your wife not doing this and that? Like, dude, you need to fix that.
Right. I know a situation where the girl is not getting it. She was like, she was head friendly. Like, she loved to get it, and her man does none of that. And for me, I felt like that was
a deal breaker.
If that's grounds for termination, you know, there might be a lawsuit for improper working conditions. If you breaking salty balls, fucking up your blood pressure. Make sure your shit is straight. Maybe that's the reason.
But Casey, you agree that is grounds for termination, right?
Yeah, that would be grounds for termination.
Absolutely. Especially if you fucking up in other departments of the relationship, too.
Right.
Like, you should be on your dean's list when it comes to the relationship if you ain't giving me head. Like,
right. You need to keep
exactly.
Exactly.
You walk in the door.
No bullshit.
We having bobblehead night at 24:10.
And the funny thing is, I feel like, I don't know, at this point in our lives, because I'm assuming we're all around the same age. Chris and I are like mid-30s. At this point, I wouldn't, if something happened to Chris and I was dating again, I wouldn't want to have to teach anybody anything skill-wise. Like, we might have to figure out, you know, what I like, but I would not want to have to do instruction.
Yeah, instruction is awful, especially in the moment.
And when you give instructions, it makes it boring.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Like,
and especially if they don't get it, they want them students as a slow learner.
Right.
Right.
Or so you're like, oh, this nigga about to do what I told him I like.
Right.
He's about to go watch some porn shit.
You want me to turn left now?
Yeah.
Just flip over with an attitude. Like, oh, okay, you want it from the back. Hit the right butt cheek. Okay.
Uh-oh, shit, I'm buckling my pants. Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Man, the fun part is figuring that shit out.
Right.
Yes.
Like, I wanted to try some shit and just like, you know, because if it's the wrong reaction, I already know. Like, oh, okay, she don't like that. All right. Don't do that shit again.
That can work out with a dude too, because you might think you're doing some stuff and he's like, hey, what the?
Right.
Then we get punched in the eye.
That's when you have to use that safe word. All right, baby, come on up. You tripping.
Hey, it popped in my head since I heard this topic. Since we around that area, I heard that this discussion, I guess, now with this generation in college, that going anal is like the new big thing. Like, you know, it's a regular, like, it's now like,
mm-hmm,
we doing that shit like more, it's so
regular
often than now.
It's right. Real regular.
Yeah, that and eating ass. It's like all of a sudden people just discovered this. It's like, oh my God. That's another thing I saw on Twitter like a little bit ago. I'm like, what? What is happening on Twitter? Now today is eating ass day.
It's the eating ass conversation.
Yeah.
Eating ass Thursday.
What are you eyeballing me?
I'm just saying, like, that's crazy.
I'm telling you, that is, he's right.
Yeah, that's a different level of...
That's supposed to be some sleepy
shit. Yeah. Eating ass Thursday.
I think you got like to...
Free Friday. Won't you put eating ass in the middle of it?
Like, you have to grow into a relationship. Thursday.
Wait, what? Your calendar. Oh my gosh. But the whole penetration, okay.
All right. Now, we're going there.
I'm just.
That's why I'm looking at all.
What time. Is.
Yeah, say it. Go ahead.
What is the infatuation with a man? I hate you, B.
Into the mouth. You know what? We got instructions in the background.
Don't rush it.
No. Hey, don't entertain that. Don't entertain that.
NWA, man.
But see, the thing, I want to know what the fascination is of going. Okay, the two men in here. Okay. What about?
You don't count.
No, I'm sorry. The three men. But everybody, I want to talk about that. They're married. I mean, you know, y'all single. Ass entering. How do y'all feel about that?
I don't mind entering ass at all.
Why? Is it because it's tighter than the Crouching Tiger?
Not that it's not necessarily, because to be honest, unless it's being received, it's not all that fun.
K to K? He said, unless it's being received.
If they clinching up and fighting it and all that, it's not, you know, you got to take a deep breath, breathe slowly, and just.
It's instructions on that. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yes, Katie, it's instruction. What about you? Stop it, baby. What about you, Brian? Okay, what about, you know, you never did the butt thing? Not you, not the receiver.
It's like,
not you being the recipient. I'm talking about you being the giver. The giver of good openings. He's lying. So, I don't want to ask.
Are you blushing?
She's blushing over here, right?
Are you asking me, have I ever fucked a chick in the ass before?
I kind of don't want to ask that, but since you said it, go ahead.
I was getting out the way. I figured that's what your question is. Nah, I haven't.
Okay.
I've been curious about it, okay, but it just hadn't happened. That's all.
And let me look, as the married couple in the room, and Chris and I, we're not scared. It's not like we have not tried. We just have not been entirely successful. Mm-hmm. So like Bia said, I guess if it's not being completely received, it's not fun.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but it has to start off kind of semi, but that's, I'm just going to give you that little tidbit. Yeah. But next.
I mean, I'm saying though, because it's like, if you are only like getting the first 3 to 4 inches.
Hello?
Take it in, you got another
I can't.
4 to 5 hanging out. It ain't funny.
Please do not laugh at him.
It should be cold.
It can't be cold.
You gotta get a little comfortable for the rest of the
day. You know what? A little sham.
Right. A little snuggy.
Oh, shit. Well,
man, I'm like, I feel like I shouldn't even ask any questions.
And I guess I think about it for me in regards to getting comfortable with it. I know. I like a lot of freaky shit, but that's something that I would need to really be comfortable. I have to really be comfortable with the person to try it, because for me, it's not all that comfortable, what I've experienced with it. And Chris, that's the only reason why this has ever happened with he and I, is because I am that comfortable with him, and we do get to that point where I'm game. But for kids to be doing it, like teenagers, I'm like, damn, like y'all are a completely a more evolved type of human than I am.
Right.
That was not even a thought for me as a teenager. Like, what? No.
I heard about that in high school, that it was like, people did it, but it was like maybe like one or two people that did it.
They sure.
I mean,
fuck
even back then,
it
was
it.
Like,
exactly.
You sucking dick? Damn.
Yeah. But then at some point within the last like 10 years, dick sucking became equivalent to a kiss. I remember that from the
right.
kids.
Right. That's crazy. It was a little girl that did a video on giving instruction on how to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bitch, you are. Oh, I'm sorry, little girl. You are like 2. How to get head? You know.
Speaking of doing anal at an early age, and no joke, my first time ever doing it, my girlfriend at the time was older, and maybe by 4 or 5 years, and we lay down. Excuse me. I'm getting over this cold, so y'all gotta deal with me. But anyway, so we got into it, right? And I'm putting in some of my best work, right? Mm-hmm. And she was like, "You know where you at, right?" And I said, "Hell yeah, I know where I'm, man. I'm like, oh, this, I'm just getting it." She was like, "No, you know where you at, right?" I had to kind of look down. I'm like, "Oh shit!
Wait a minute!
I didn't know I was there."
She was able to mistake her ass.
But again, if you receive it and relax, it's not that far of a cry.
Being,
I mean, just because you working with the Grand Canyon over there.
No, she just got finished right before you came over.
Really?
His face.
Yeah. You can take that motherfucking chair with you.
It wasn't me, nigga. We hate him over here. So I swear to goodness, he is.
Anyway, yeah, that was my first, you know. But it shocked me though when I realized where I was. You know, it kind of messed my stroke up a little bit.
You feel the ridges?
But you know, as a typical
nigga.
So as a typical nigga, when I got done, you know, I had to get up and beat my chest a little bit, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Uh-huh. And you didn't immediately go rinse off?
Kill that shit.
That shit, literally.
Kill that shit.
I love you, B.
That's some good work.
No, I mean, like, outside of like B situation, like just accidentally going in there, you gonna have to think about it. It ain't just be like, "Oh, you gonna let me get in your ass? Cool." You like, "All right, do I want to do this? Because I am going in your ass,
right?
I don't. That's new territory. That ain't regular space."
Right.
And if it is regular space, you want to be concerned about that,
yeah,
too.
Like,
exactly. Hit you. Hence him being able to slide in there and not know the shit. Okay. Look, it is what it is.
That was some good improper real estate. What you talking about?
Yeah.
Well. Get me out of my motherfucking happy moments of thoughts. Experience. I got my stripes. Okay.
So, what do you guys think about this whole situation? And I know at this point it is old news, so we don't have to talk about it forever, but I'm curious as to what you guys think about Lupita Nyong'o. Not so much her win, but her impact right now from being so visible on everything and all of the commentary that has come out after that. There's been so much conversation about whether or not she's being used for fashion right now and not really honored for her beauty. There was an article that came out that's saying her presence is putting light-skinned black women in their place. It's an article that came out just going on and on about how her beauty, what it represents, not just the black people, but I mean, there's just been constant article and commentary. I'm curious as to what you guys think about the system.
Well, I think she's beautiful, first of all. I mean, I know some people have problems, you know, maybe thinking she's like the hotness, but I'm like, I say go for your, you know, your minutes of fame, because who knows, the way Hollywood is so fickle, one minute is this person, one minute is that person, next minute is going to be this person, whether you're white or black or whatever, because even like, you know, Jennifer Lawrence is hot right now, but two seconds later, she, you know, nobody's going to know who the hell she is, so... You know, I mean, if MAC is offering you a cosmetic deal, you know, you're in this, you know, I don't know if it was Vogue or something like Vogue-esque.
Mm-hmm.
I say, girl, just milk that shit.
Milk it.
And keep going until the wheels fall off that motherfucker. Because you just don't know what's going to happen, you know?
Right.
So, but I know people have been saying that whole light skin, dark skin thing. I don't know when the hell that's going to be gone. I don't think it's ever going to be gone. I don't understand it. You know, while we're still talking about it to this day, because I know sometimes people make, you know, they make it like they're joking and they make jokes about it still. I mean, so I've seen it where it's not as, you know, deep, you know, of a conversation, more or like, ha ha, that's a light skin thing to do. Ha ha, dark skin people do that. Ha ha ha. But, you know, it's like still there.
Right.
So I'm really surprised that I haven't seen more people go, you know, talk about her being like an ugly, you know, person because she's dark skinned. And I'm like,
what is this talking about?
She's not ugly.
I know she's not ugly.
She's not ugly. She has beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She has beautiful.
Beautiful. Okay, great.
You need to leave her alone.
There seems to be some.
I think she is beautiful.
But he cannot hear you talking to Mike.
I think she is beautiful with that little fat butt and that short.
Hello,
I think
she had an African part of that.
Can you have a little fat butt?
A little fat butt.
You can have a little fat butt.
Okay.
When she was on one of those award shows, when you walk, I was like, damn.
Don't you want to know what? She is.
I can't believe you. All right.
The when she won that Oscar, when I saw her on, I started following her on Instagram, and all of a sudden it was like, man, I hope she don't get involved with all her fake Hollywood friends. Everybody want to be friends with her because she's the hottest thing. She's the new toy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it was like, Lupita, I hope you kind of, you know, realize that this is what it is right now, and then just keep doing your thing. But on top of being gorgeous, she's been rocking all the red carpets, like color. Her haircut is fierce.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Her makeup, her complexion is beautiful. Like, just, it's milky. It's like, you don't even, it's perfect. It's perfect.
It is perfect.
Her mom is beautiful, too.
Yeah.
You gotta see her mom. Excuse me. Her mom is beautiful too.
I haven't seen her.
Oh God, she's gorgeous. She looks like her mother too. They look like their mom.
Yeah.
But I hope she remains humble.
Yeah.
I don't see it going off course. I just don't want Hollywood to make, you know, I don't want them to step in and destroy.
Yeah.
This woman.
I agree with you, and I think that's one thing that I really loved about her acceptance speech is that she thanked her foundation, the people who, you know, her family, the people who brought her to this point. I didn't hear her go in on any of these newfangled people that are being brought in to prop her up. And I'm with you. I really hope she stays grounded. And if she keeps doing work like this, I mean, you know, stay selective about the roles that she plays. I don't think she'll even have a challenge walking that road. It seems like that's just already lit for her. Because for her to come out the gate doing something this harsh, and you know, you had to
recognize and get an Oscar.
Yeah, you had to go to someplace special to bring that character out of you, and that's not easy.
Just like Gabby, like that was her. She never acted a day in her life, and a friend of hers told her to just go out there and try it. Just go ahead and try it. Let's see. Let's go. Yeah. And for her to land that role in Precious and to win an Oscar on that, because she played the shit out of that to not have any type of acting skill.
Yeah, she did.
That's what's up. I'm gonna jump out there and do it too.
Get it, girl. Look, I might be auditioning right next to you.
Exactly.
So wait, can I ask?
Oh, I'm gonna say with Lupita, a lot of that is, and I was just thinking when we were talking about it, white America has that look the same way Michael Fassbender's character admired her. It's like the same exact way, which I think partly lends into why she's got so much attention, because I think the powers that be are like, this chocolate girl is fine. Let's put her on camera, because we know they got that fetish.
Yeah, she commands a certain power because her look is so striking. Mm-hmm. And it's often been that way in Hollywood. They go on either end of the spectrum to do a lot of lift up. So either it's somebody who is extremely fair or somebody who is extremely dark. And then they got a nice smattering of options in the middle. Mm-hmm. But there's always the extremes that are really what they like. Mm-hmm. It lets you know what they like a lot. That's what gets so heavily promoted. But speaking of black women, I really want to hold this in. Did anybody happen to see Tyler Perry's new film that just came out?
No, not yet.
Do you guys watch Tyler Perry regularly?
I tried to avoid it at all costs.
Anybody else watch him?
I just watched that movie Temptation last week.
His hips just mesmerized me.
No, you said his hips mesmerized you?
He has childbearing hips. He gets it from his mama. I like Tyler though. He cool. He just bat the devil.
I don't like how he portrays black women sometime. And Toria and I went to the movies yesterday. We just looking to have some homegirl time, get out the house. And wasn't really much else playing. So we went to go see the Single Moms Club. And he just picks the worst of us and showcases it as if there's just no depth to a black woman. Like, when you look at the preview, what you see is exactly what you freaking get.
Yeah, it looked like it.
And I was like, dude, like, I have moments where I want to give Tyler Perry a chance, but I think I'm just done.
He's trying to keep it relatable. Like, you know, everybody knows that down ass black woman type, you know, ghetto, borderline, bougie, whatever female. And it's not like that. Like,
right.
Mean is none of that.
Right. You might know people that have a characteristic or two, but you putting all of them in one person. And it's like,
oh. Well, I mean, we heard Jay's comment on the recap to recap. Shout out to y'all in that show.
Whoa.
That's what we were just thinking about. We were like, man, Jay pretty much, talked his shit.
Yes.
I mean, and he went in. That's why when I did that post, I said, don't come for us.
Right.
I mean, we had that too when Malcolm did his little reasons why he did not like Tyler Perry on his show. We were like, alright, that's what you want to do.
He don't fuck
that's,
with
that's
Tyler
you.
Perry. No way, no how.
If it wasn't a Tyler Perry movie and you went to go see it, would you have liked it?
No, it would still be a bad movie.
Because it was bad.
It was surface. And the whole point of the story, the Single Moms Club, I was telling Chris, you probably saw the club 10 minutes out of the whole movie. And I was like, isn't this supposed to be the focus? Like, they get a chance to go out and hang out, but it doesn't really focus so much on that as it just delves into all of their many issues. And it's not just black women in this one. Like, you know, he got a, I'm going to do a spoiler alert. He got a black woman who is all the stereotypes. She's, you know, she's a big girl. She's a ghetto. She got two kids in jail. She got three other kids. She got a sister on welfare. She's not smart. He made her purposefully not very intelligent, not understanding certain things, having her son, who's like 12, outsmart her in certain aspects because he's in this fancy private school. Then he had a black woman who had a baby by a crackhead. Then he had a Latino woman who was uber sexual every fucking scene. Every scene. It doesn't matter what's going on. She's super sexual. And then you have a rich white woman who was so kept and pampered that she doesn't know how to connect to people because she's just never had to do anything. And then you have a white woman who's so career driven she can't relate to people, including the child that she chose to have by artificial insemination. It's just so many extremes.
Do you think though, and honestly, that really could be some people's lives?
Yeah, true.
Everything you just said, like, you know, maybe we don't, you know, we don't really know somebody, but maybe somebody else knows somebody that could be somebody in their family.
That's true.
Or, you know, that those are people that live that kind of life every day.
That's true.
You know, I mean, and granted, yeah, I'm sure some of it's a lot to the extreme, but you do have those moms out there who kids are in jail.
True.
You know what I mean? And you do have the woman out there who is working, and it's like, oh, yeah, I got a kid. Right.
So you think he pulled a character out of each ethnic background?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people do see, and sometimes they even portray themselves. Latino women portray themselves sometimes as overly sexual or like, ooh, look at me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, because you'll see them. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Right. You, in L.A., when I go, I'm like, okay, big girl, why you got on a half shirt and your gut out?
Because she is confident.
I mean, but that, I'm just saying. But that's what I see. And you know what else I see with that big girl with her gut out and those tight pants? A man holding her goddamn hand.
Right, exactly.
Walking right beside her like, I love this big bitch. Yeah, this you know what I'm saying?
Those stretch marks right there, I put them in.
Right.
Oh, shit.
I didn't mean to bring that
up. There is no reason for you to talk about how women these women.
Sorry, Pat.
I can't.
Oh, my bad. Not women like you to go. They just have extra that hangs out.
Of the pantalones.
Casey, stop it. Don't. Do not.
Yeah. I mean, but it's true. Every time I see that woman, there is a man holding her hand. And that is no joke.
Yeah.
So it could be the possibility. Maybe he is looking around. You know, like with some of his other stories, I think those are ridiculous.
Okay.
You know, like that whole temptation story, that just seems like.
I don't think that's one I didn't see.
I didn't want to see it.
He said it was good. You said that you just saw that, right? It was good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Brian, how did you feel about the ending? I haven't seen it yet, but how did you feel about the ending?
Yo, that ending was crazy because she got what she deserved.
Damn. She seemed like she got a lot of shit.
Huh?
Didn't she get the big pack?
Man, she got the big pack. Yes.
Damn, she deserved it.
Yo, listen, when you act like that.
I mean, I ain't seen this.
Yo, she was acting crazy, you know what I'm saying? But the dude sold her that dream, packaged it up all nice for her. Told her, you know what I mean, he could do what her man couldn't. And
Damn. That sounds like yesterday for me.
I can't.
That's why people got an issue with him because he just does that repeatedly. It's like you do something wrong, I'm punishing you. Like, word, damn. Like, okay. Let me obey Jesus then, because if I do something wrong, shoot, I'm getting AIDS.
Yeah, because Janet got that monkey.
Right.
You don't love Jesus, AIDS for you.
Yeah. Right.
I guess that's the fire we waiting on.
But you want to know what? Now, real quick, just real quick. If y'all seen the Four Color Girls, y'all see? Do you think that
she said
another situation? Okay, see, wait. Do you think that for a slight millisecond, it was like, Janet, that's what you get kind of thing? Because you weren't paying attention to your man. It was like, damn, that's fucked up, but that's how I felt.
I'm trying to remember like her part.
Yeah, I mean, I remember she was like this real tight. Mm-hmm. Well, she had a husband. Mm-hmm. Wasn't paying too much attention to him for real. Mm-hmm. He was expressing himself with his homeboys, poker games. Okay. I guess. And
Pokemon games.
And and she ended up getting HIV. Mm-hmm. And it was a part, and now, don't get me wrong, I'm not one of them type people like, oh, that's what the hell she get because she wasn't doing, but it was like, because she was such a bitch, she was a bitch. And it was like, Janet, maybe if you
were she was such a bitch,
Tyler Perry wouldn't have did that to you. He wouldn't have summoned you to the HIV chamber. I don't know. Like, it was just, it was.
Somebody per movie is getting.
If somebody's getting fucked up getting, per movie, right? Right.
Fucked up HIV.
Annihilation got slapped the shit out of.
Oh, yeah, and that family of praise.
Yes. So yes.
I wasn't mad at that. I was like, yeah, hit that. Yeah.
That one I enjoyed. That's the one film of his that I like. That one and Why Did I Get Married? The first one. I like that one too.
Yeah, the first one was good.
Yeah.
First
yeah. Oh man. So yeah, Tyler. I don't know. He didn't get his contract re-signed through Lionsgate, so it'll be interesting to see what he does now that he's off that wagon.
Oprah plopping him up.
Yeah, Oprah.
It was Oprah that did that?
No, but Oprah, no.
He got 5 shows on his on her network.
On the OWN network.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, I don't have cable.
I mean, I'm conflicted. It's like I don't want him to go down. I mean, because he's a lot of people, but it's like, can you, like, do something else?
I feel you. It's kind of redundant. Like, ugh.
Get behind somebody else. There's so many young people trying to come up making stories, mm-hmm. And trying to tell stories, and it would give us some diversity if he took his power and his money and got behind some of these other people and gave them a push.
See, but that's what he's been doing. Getting maybe he needs a reverse, Rose. You're right. Yeah. Instead of somebody getting behind him and pushing, he needs to... Dude.
Oh, I see your point. So,
I see your point.
You know what? And stop saying Tyler Perry presents. Just don't put your name on that shit.
Right.
Maybe, you know, maybe somebody might go see your movie.
It was one movie that he did not put his name on, or that I that he purposely didn't put his name on. No, he was in it.
I wish she just stopped casting herself in his movie.
Thank you.
Yeah, that little dusty,
the little.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Arrow.
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah. You don't comb that, pick that.
Because in this one, he and Nia Long had no chemistry, and it was like,
oh, it just didn't look right.
No. You could have had anybody right.
Like, word, Nia Long. Okay, yeah, we see why you cast
her. Nia Long, come on now. She's fine. In real life.
Right.
Or
somebody said Nia Long.
Bro. Oh shit.
Yeah. You're awake now? You came back.
Somebody said me.
What?
You awake? God damn it.
Pay attention. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I just heard Nia Long.
Yeah. So what do you guys have coming up on the In Deep show? What are some things you guys plan to bring to the table? Mm-hmm. As we approach summer,
it's kind of spontaneous. Like, I love the fact, first of all, our crew is fucking awesome. Okay. when I tell you it is five individual personalities that come together, and sometimes we get on each other's nerves, of course, that's natural.
Right.
But when it comes to getting together, and when we really got our shit on and we got it screwed tight, like, everybody brings something different to the table. And then, like, when we do guest appearances on people's shows and shit like that, they feel that off the break. The first thing they say, y'all have a wonderful chemistry. Like, how do y'all stick together without pulling each other's hair out? You know what I'm saying?
We had breakfast together yesterday.
Yay! But like, the chemistry is awesome, and we do a lot of spontaneous stuff. And then B, he always has something up his 6 foot long sleeve. No, what the fuck he brings to the table, what he's gonna spring on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing with Neen. Neen, because that's the sidekick. She likes to keep things quiet.
Sidekick?
Too. Yeah, you the sidekick. Boo's the producer. You the?
I'm a sidekick though. Batman Robin.
I'm sorry. You're the queen, but damn.
You say sidekick or sidekick.
See, if I say if I say king and his queen, then it's like I'm saying that y'all together. So I'm just saying the sex. Like, you the left hand.
Right. Steve Harvey, Shirley Stripper.
Yeah, see? Exactly. But yeah, but we always come out the cut. He comes out the cut on stuff with us that we have to like spring into action in 2.5 milliseconds. So you never know. You never know with us. Never know with us.
Yeah, we heard 15 and the doc on Black on Black Cinema. I was like, all right, y'all.
That was good.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. I know. How do you turn Hotel Rwanda into like funny joke time?
Yeah.
But they did it and it worked. And I was really surprised. Like, wait, why am I laughing during this Hotel Rwanda, you know, thing? I don't. Okay.
It's
crazy.
I have a question. Right.
Yes.
I have a question.
And he's smirking.
Oh, stop it. All right, so Casey.
Yes, sir.
When you guys had the topic about putting, you know, men putting hands on women, if Chris would have just been like, yeah, man, I believe you should muffle. I mean, every chance you get. How would that show have sounded?
Well, yep. I can tell you what would immediately happen. Everybody around that table would have just shut up and got moved three spaces back. And be like, oh, shit.
Y'all would have never heard that show.
It'd have been like,
hey, clear the room.
As Moody says, pause the bounce.
Casey, I perceive you. This is what I get from y'all. You are the leading lady, but you know your place. And I'm not saying that as in, you know, you're a kept woman type deal, but that's your man. You got his back.
Yes.
But I know when to digress. And I know when to, you know, pick it up when I need to, but when it's me and him. So yes. Big up to you.
Thank you. I think I figured out who I was as a very young woman. And like I said on that last show, I come from a family of women that were abused, just generation after generation of bad relationships, abusive relationships. And I was taught to not look for or to look for certain qualities in the man that were important to trying to keep a relationship together, a man that wanted to be in a relationship. And so I always talk about my granny. My granny was always telling me to look for a man that desired a family man. She said, 'cause if you want to be a wife, then you need a man that wants a family, that appreciates family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so when Chris and I started dating, he had those qualities, which was interesting because I dated a lot of men that didn't have it before him. But I knew who I was, though, as a little kid. I knew I had a strong personality. I knew I didn't want to be in a relationship with somebody who I was fighting all the time because I knew my temperament. And not that I'm a fighter, but I'm a fire sign. Chris say when my horns come out because I'm an Aries. You know, but I didn't want to have to be in a relationship with a man that brought that out of me, unless we was talking bedroom politics. Like, let that happen there. I want to get along. I want to love. I want to cuddle. Yeah, I want to talk.
Slap me.
Which is totally different. Totally different way, you know. Thing.
I said I want a dinner at 7, not 6:59. Bring it over here.
Right. But can I ask you a question real quick?
Yes.
Uh oh.
Okay.
No, don't do that. No, and it's serious. She said that she came from a family history of women. Where do you think that came from? Like, I've known females that have been in
abusive relationship after abusive relationship. And I always thought that it contributed to the fact that you telling the man too much. If you tell a, and this is how I thought, I felt like if you tell the guy that you're dealing with of your past relationship and what you went through and how the man did this, that, and the third, and if he sees that he can, you know, step in some point and feel like he can get away with it, at one point, if he, you can say, how wrong, he slapped the shit out of you. If he feel like he's going to get away with it, he's going to do it again. So I'm wondering if it's like a thing where as in we talk too much, or is it that the that the men are, I don't know, if we're magnets, women in that position.
Well, he's just not taking your feelings in consideration.
Right, but I mean, every guy, like, I mean, it's not like this is the same dude from the same family, a dude from the same family. It's like you dealing with different cats, and every relationship has been abusive. Like, so
sometimes I think you attract that energy.
Right, but it's like, what
intentionally,
is it?
But yeah. Sometimes I do. I think you put that out there. Like I said, for me, like, I've never been in that type of relationship where, you know, I've, you know, been pushed or hit or, you know, or any of that. And I think sometimes it's like people do things unconsciously, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, you may not know that, like, when you're dating somebody, or, you know, how it's like you're in a relationship with somebody and then you break up and you're like, God damn, it was red flag after red flag after red flag. And you're like, why didn't I see that shit?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I did not want to see it.
Right. I was just about to say that. It's like sometimes you know it's there and you see the tendencies there. You know what I mean? You know, and I think sometimes even when people maybe they get hit, they're like, I was just that one time. But, you know,
they give an excuse. Right. I did that. I made him.
Right. Which could be, you know, could be something that you saw maybe growing up. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know.
And see, Drew, I think that situation is different from what my family experienced, because for my my great grandmother, her husband died. Her first husband died so early, and her other two relationships were good. But for my grandmother, she was in an abusive marriage for a long time. And what mm-hmm. kept her in the marriage was her religious beliefs. She believed she wasn't supposed to be divorced. And she was so young when she got married. Mm-hmm. And so my grandfather divorced her. She would have never left.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because she didn't think she was supposed to. And that was just youth and inexperience and ignorance. And then my mother was also a younger woman, but mommy wasn't a baby. She wasn't as young as granny. But, you know, my biological father is a very charismatic man, and she loved him. But she, because of what she grew up seeing, was like, I'm not going to bring a child into this. And she knew that I was coming, you know. And so she made her plans to get out of the relationship. But, you know, really with all three of those women, it was an understanding of, you know, you don't want to find yourself in a situation dealing with this. You know, right. this is not what love looks like.
Right. I think because of my stature and my heavy tone and my, especially my facial expressions, it keeps me from getting into issues with men or women, you know. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I hate that because I'm judged off the break.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, well, she's intimidating. She's, you know, she's, and I'm only 5'8" and a half. I mean, I'm 6 feet with heels, but whatever. I'm 5'8" and a half. It's not like I'm just this big, tall, 6'5" chick that's like, you know, you know, what's her name? No, from the movie, Friday After Next. Who was, Lady Rage? What was her name in the joint? You know what I'm talking about?
Where's Mark?
Exactly.
Oh, Rage.
It's not like I was her, you know what I'm saying? But, it plays against me a lot, especially when it comes to trying to get jobs and things like that. But, I'm thankful for it now. And what I try to tell my daughter, because my daughter, she's one of the type that if I hit them back, the teacher is going to, I'm going to get in trouble. And I'm like, look, let me tell you something. And you can say I'm wrong if you like. If anybody in your class, whatever, put their hands on you, you hit them back first, then you tell the teacher. Because my thing is this, you're not going to sit up there and get hit. Go tell the teacher. Teacher say, go to the corner or go sit down or whatever. And this little motherfucker feel like they going to do that shit to you again.
And because you cry or because you're just going to go tell the teacher, they're going to feel like they can keep doing that shit. You need to shut their ass down and don't worry about getting in trouble by the teacher or the principal or what have you, because you got to worry about your mama. You're not going to get in trouble if you were in the right. But right. That just, you know, steered off the anyway. But anyway, so
I, as a parent, y'all can bill her for this therapy session, though.
I'm not going to do that because I don't believe in airing out, you know, family laundry on podcasts. So please carry on, you guys. I love y'all. Good.
Bullet train. Let's go. More your pleasure, more pressure, more weights, like 88, just more stress and more.